This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Coming up today.
Sorry, we're like digressing massively.
Right, because you're triggered.
I'm not triggered. I'm just saying.
Let's cut that off. That is hilarious.
I'm just telling it like
I'm not
this.
Triggered. Hello, welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm James Barr. I'm gay.
Yeah, I'm Dan.
Cool. He's Dan Hudson. He's non-gay.
Yeah, after all this time, we still can't really do an intro.
I know. It's really funny. So we always kick off our podcast with a question from the non-gay community.
Yes, of which I am, to all intents and purposes.
You are their representative on Earth.
Yeah, their representative on Earth, as far as this podcast goes. This is from Naomi from Essex.
I don't think I'm going to be qualified to answer this.
Okay, well, give it a go. Is it weird that some straight women get off to gay porn?
Hi, Naomi from Essex. Thanks for your question. Is it weird that some straight women get off to gay porn? Well, not really, because you fancy men, right? So... Dan might have a different opinion here. And actually, if you flip the question and we're like, is it weird that straight men get off to lesbian porn? We'd probably both have very strong answers to why that's bad. But here's the real point. Just enjoy whatever you want. There shouldn't be any questions about whether or not it's wrong or right to enjoy right. something. Unless you're causing someone harm or fetishizing someone, which you maybe are. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I haven't thought this question through long right. and hard enough to give you a good answer. Dan, help me out. What do you think?
Is it weird? Not really. I think if that's the weirdest thing in your porn search history, then you're pretty unweird.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. What's the weird? No, let's not do that. That's for another day. We'll put that on our Patreon.
Yeah.
And actually, Dan, you know, I've watched straight porn and it's fine.
Oh, really?
Because I'm not looking at the woman. Or I'm just like, oh, that's interesting. You know, like watching Planet Earth or something.
How are you not looking at the woman?
Because the guy's so hot. And I know that's contradictory because the other day I said I didn't fancy straight men.
Right.
But they're porn actors. So are they straight? Are they gay? Who really knows anyway?
Well, a lot of them are going gay for pay.
Exactly. So who really knows? But yeah, I think just Naomi, watch whatever you want. It's totally fine. Get off to whoever you want to get off to. I actually saw a really interesting post this morning on my Instagram, Dan, that I wanted to chat to you about. Because I saw this, it was a meme basically. That's where I get all my news now.
Yeah.
And it was two guys sat on a sofa. One guy was manspreading, sat with his legs out. The other guy was more curled up with his legs on the sofa. And it said on the left guy who had his manspreading going on, top. And then on the other guy, it was like bottom because he was sat, you know, in a ball.
Right.
I don't know where I fall between those two things because I kind of do both. I have like one leg on the sofa and then one leg. So I guess I'm super manspreading. Does that make me verse? Dan won't really know.
I've no idea.
But I thought it was interesting because there's loads of these memes all the time and I find them really funny. But do you think they are actually making our community less inclusive because we're just actually reinforcing stereotypes all the time?
I've no idea. Like, I guess the inference here is that the top is like...
the manly one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of my day-to-day life of that being a thing. Do you know what I mean? I've only got that from you just now.
Yeah, but you could have guessed, though. You know, the one...
Not really. If you'd have said, how do tops sit down, I'd have been like, I've literally got no idea.
But there was also one about bisexuals, wasn't there? Do you remember seeing that?
Bisexuals can't sit properly.
Yeah, did you see that?
I've literally got no idea what that...
And there was another one, lesbians love frogs.
What is that?
It's just comedy, isn't it, I guess.
But what does that even mean, lesbians love frogs?
There's just, like, a lot of TikToks where lesbians are talking about how much they love frogs.
As in the reptile, the frog.
Yeah.
Or amphibian, whatever.
Right. Well, what else did you think?
I've no idea.
French frog, like eating frogs.
Yeah.
Literally, I guess both, but loving frogs.
Why? What's going on there?
I don't know. I'm not a lesbian. So we need to find it.
I understand the U-Haul lesbian thing.
Again, but that's the same joke, isn't it?
I can understand what that means.
Right.
Whereas a lesbian has a frog.
I don't want to get into why that could be.
You can put it up. Is that what it is?
What? No, I don't know. I just realized you're wearing green.
What's wrong with that?
Well, that's what frogs wear.
Right.
So now all I can see is a frog. No, I don't know why lesbians love frogs. It's the same reason lesbians love cats. I don't know.
The cat thing makes a lot of sense, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, please explain to me and any of our lesbian listeners.
I guess because, like...
why lesbians like cats.
I guess a lesbian couple are probably less likely to have children than, like, a straight couple. Certainly not, like, the conventional way. So you sort of ticking that box a little bit with a cat.
But why and lesbians and not gays?
I don't know. I mean, gays have dogs, don't they?
Not always. Some gays have cats, too.
I don't know. I guess that comes down to whether you prefer cats or dogs or whatever.
Yeah, so why is it a lesbian thing to have cats?
I guess because dogs are quite high maintenance and cats are less so.
And so what's that got to do with being a lesbian?
I don't know.
I'm really enjoying this line of questioning. That's going God knows where.
Less maintenance.
Right. But why would a lesbian prefer someone that's less maintenance?
Because they've got other shit going on.
What?
I don't know.
But gays have shit going on too, right? And straight people. So why is it cats?
That's a good point. Why is it cats and not dogs? I guess because, like, a big fucking dog, like, that's taken up the whole bloody path is difficult for, like, a couple of lesbians to deal with, maybe.
Okay, I mean, there's no way we can have this conversation without offending anyone. But why... have you not seen some lesbians are butch? You know, like the famous dykes on bikes that drive through Pride in Brighton.
Yeah, but I haven't seen any of them with a dog. So...
Right, but what are you saying? Like, lipstick lesbians wouldn't be able to handle a big dog.
I don't know what that term means.
That's like a feminine lesbian. Right. I mean, all this terminology is wildly offensive, but that's the question, isn't it?
Right.
It's like, are these memes, are these TikToks and jokes like bisexuals can't sit properly, lesbians love cats, lesbians love frogs, here's how a top sits, here's how a bottom sits. Yeah. Are they actually just like reinforcing stereotypes?
Well, this is the thing. I'm only just hearing some of these, so it's hard for me to tell.
It's just interesting, isn't it? Seeing like the loudness of that online inclusivity and questioning whether or not it's actually making communities less inclusive, because you sort of feel like you have to sit like that now if you're a bottom. Like, do I need to sit like a bottom rather than having my legs out?
I really don't know what to say to that. So if you see someone sitting like that, are you like, oh, that guy likes it in the ass?
Well, that's what I'm questioning. I'm questioning whether these jokes are creating this whole subculture of people that are paranoid about whether or not you have to do a certain thing to be a certain way. Are there straight men stereotypes? Like, do you have any of those? Oh my God, you have like tech bros.
A lot of them are gay, aren't they, tech bros?
Are they?
Well, they're all in San Francisco.
That doesn't make them gay.
Well, like...
And they're not all in San Francisco. Elon Musk's a tech bro, isn't he?
Right.
He's not gay.
He could be.
Well, I hope he's not.
Why?
Because I don't want him to be in my community. What about the straight guys that go to like gym bros?
A lot of them are gay.
No, they're not. There's loads of straight gym bros.
How do you know if someone is a straight
I
gym bro?
I can tell if someone's straight or not.
Or a gay gym
I can always tell if someone's straight.
Because what? Because if they're gay, you've slept with them.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Welcome back to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Welcome back. It's time for... the Aunt.
Yes, this is where you reach out to us with your pressing life dilemmas. We do our very best to give you advice.
I'm excited about today's. It feels like it's about love and new beginnings.
Hi, again, and non-gay. I had the most awkward hookup over the weekend.
Oh. That's not about love and new beginnings, is it?
I thought it was perfect for your podcast. I went on a date with a guy I'd met on Tinder. The date went so well, and he invited me back to his place. But what he neglected to mention was that we were going back to his family home.
Oh, no.
When we got to his, I had to have a cup of tea with his mum before we were allowed upstairs.
Oh,
and
God.
She shouted for us to not be too loud as we went up to his room.
Oh.
He's messaged since then to ask when we're meeting up next. I don't know what to say. So awkward. What would you both do in my situation? This is from a man. Well, sorry, it's from someone with the pronouns he, him.
Well, you've already met the mum now, so you may as well just go along with it. And did you, I mean, we don't know. I guess you did, well, you did go up to his room. I guess my thought on it is that you have already met his mum. So that's that done. If you liked his mum and she made a good cup of tea, then why not continue? It's quite intense. It's quite emotionally intense. I wouldn't go as far as saying it's emotionally abusive, but it is quite intense to have to meet someone's mum on the first date.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be happy if I was on a date with a guy and then he failed to mention that it was his family home and that you and then you had to have a cup of tea with his mum. I probably wouldn't be particularly pleased.
Yeah.
But if I liked the guy...
It does not depend how old the person is.
What, you mean they shouldn't be living with their parent after a certain age?
Well, put it this way. I did a comedy gig with a kid who's like 18, who reminded me very much of myself when I was 18. And then we, after the gig, got in a car with like another comic and this kid's like parents. And I was thinking, I'm closer to this kid's parents' age than I am to this kid who I've just done a gig with, right? So there comes a point where you're closer to the parents of someone than you are to them. So if you're going to someone's house and you're the same age as the parent, is that not awkward for that reason alone? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but you don't know there's an age gap here. So you're sort of making up an entire narrative.
No, I'm not. The absolute minimum that the parent could be would be like 26.
But why?
Well, just based on maths.
Like, wait, the parent would be 26 years old?
Absolute minimum.
Why would the parent be 26 years
because
old?
Because that's as low as you can realistically get if you have a kid at 13. You can't really go any lower than that. So... more likely than not, I would say they're in their mid-30s, but the lowest they could be is like 26.
What
right?
if this person just, you know... sorry.
Hang on, no. The parent can't be 26.
So are you shaming someone for living with their parent?
Assuming the person in question is a minimum of 18, right? Or say a minimum of 16.
Why? Because you wouldn't live with the parent after the age of 16 or 18?
Well, because the age of consent is 16. So below that is...
I'm so confused by this maths. What's your point?
The age of consent is...
Can we cut out all of the specifics and just get to your point?
No, because the age of consent is 16. So the youngest that someone's parents can be...
In the UK.
In this is 32. Right.
The youngest they could be. Okay, right.
So I'm going to someone's house where their parent's 32.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah, but why would you be going on a date with an 18-year-old? You've made up all this maths. I'm so confused. What are you saying?
For someone...
to live with a parent?
Yeah. They're probably going to be either quite young or there's like a specific circumstance.
Yeah, I was just about to say Dan lives with his dad.
Yeah. Well,
so there's a lot of shame about someone living with their parent.
Temporarily, yeah.
Right. But there's nothing wrong with living with your parent. Maybe your circumstances have... like, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is, in the situation I just described in the car, it was weird because I'm probably close to the parent of the person that I'm hanging out with.
But you're making so many assumptions about this person's...
Well, no, I'm trying not to. I'm saying factually they have to be at least this age. And therefore,
what if they're both 18?
What, the parent and the son?
No, what if the two people that went on a date are both 18? What if
yeah,
they're both 16?
Fine, but we're not.
What if they're both 24?
Because they're not we are not. So.
But it's not about us.
It is. It's literally like, what would you do? So it is about us. That's why we're...
Well, not really. What would you do... if you were in their situation, it doesn't need you to think of yourself as a certain age. You just need to decide what you would do.
Right.
You don't need to go down this whole mathematical...
Well, I do.
Your answer should be, if it were me and I was my age currently, I would think it was this.
Well, it's different. When you're 16, 17, 18, 19, someone's parents are always going to be there.
Right. So Thank you. Okay, so we're now finally answering the person's question.
So it's a moot point. That, unfortunately, that is just life. It's a nightmare. You just have to wait until you can move out. That is what it is. If it's slightly older than that, there comes a point where that's too much, which you agree with, but I'm just...
I don't, depending on the circumstances.
Well, what circumstance?
Oh, you know, in London, it's pretty difficult to afford to live. So maybe they live with their parent because they're saving money.
Right.
I'd be like, great, what are you doing that? You're buying a house? Okay, amazing. That sounds great. But then I'd be just annoyed they hadn't mentioned they would live with their parents. But I wouldn't judge them for living with their parents. Even at my age, I'd be like, well, it's London.
Neither would I. I mean, I'm...
Well, it sounds like you would.
No, it doesn't sound like that. I'm literally saying that I'm currently doing that myself.
Yeah.
Like, for the express reason that you just said. So...
Gosh, I think Dan is what we call triggered, by the way.
No, I'm really not.
That's what someone triggered would say, by the way. But the answer, really, to the question is, I think they should have given you a heads up. You know, they shouldn't have just sprung that on you. But if you really like the person, go with it.
I went out with a girl once, and I did feel that she was remiss in not mentioning that she didn't have a university degree.
Right.
Because, James, at the age of above 24, 25 or whatever, that does say she lived with her parents. She never left that situation, right? And then suddenly a lot of things made a lot more sense. And I was like, oh, you don't have any life experience. Do you know what I mean? Rightly or wrongly. And that did kind of change everything. I think that is the same sort of thing, really. I thought she was in with her parents for the kind of reasons that we'd just gone through. But it wasn't that. It's just that she never left. Rightly or wrongly, I felt like that should have been something that was mentioned.
I don't disagree with you. I personally don't care whether someone has a university degree or not.
You get to a point where you either have to have a university degree or you've got to be interesting in another way. Do you know what I mean?
I guess I'm the interesting then, because I don't have a university degree.
I guess so, because you were like on the radio and stuff like that. That is interesting. The
person. But I would rather I was interesting for reasons that weren't to do with my career, because my career should be the least interesting thing about me personally. Cool, I have a cool career, but I wouldn't want a partner to think that's what made me interesting. I'd be offended by that. I think they were quite shallow.
But rightly or wrongly, the first question that people ask people...
Which I don't like.
Yeah, but that is what goes on. I actually like it.
I do think that's quite shallow, though.
Well, there's like a whole... Sorry, we're digressing massively.
Because you're triggered.
I'm not triggered. I'm just saying...
Let's cut that off, because that is hilarious.
I'm just telling it like
I'm not triggered.
No, I'm not. There's a whole movement now for people to not say, oh, what do you do? But unfortunately, like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, people don't...
Oh, well, we can discuss that next time.
Okay, we'll discuss that next time. I just speak in the fact...
That is a bit offensive, by the way, what? About the whole university degree. In the context of what you were saying, I do understand, so I'm not throwing you under the bus, but I do think it's probably a little offensive to think of people as, oh, you've either got a university degree or you're interesting.
No.
I don't really like that.
We're talking about Sutter Hole, by the way. This is the backdrop.
Now we're at the point where Dan admits why he's triggered.
So if you're still living in Sutter Hole with your parents at a certain age, so you might think that's about me. Cool, I don't care.
Well, that is you, though. You are living...
Yeah, but I'm shouting it from the rooftops. I'm not embarrassed.
No, you shouldn't be. There's nothing embarrassing about it.
Also, what else am I going to do?
There's nothing embarrassing about it for anyone.
You should mention it if that's what's going on. That's right. All I'm saying.
Fair.
You should mention it. If you're living in Soda Hole at 25, 30, whatever, and you've never left where you started, you should probably mention that.
Who are we talking about here?
It doesn't matter.
Who are you? What is going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
I'm so confused. This is like a social experiment that I haven't quite... I'll listen back to this in 10 years and be like, oh, that's what was happening. There's just a lot. I mean, it's just a lot.
Why? What's going on? What are you not?
Literally, what? God knows.
I'm following.
I'm with the listener. I have no idea what is happening. I'm so lost.
The listener doesn't.
I mean, it's hilarious.
The listener knows what's happening.
Well, okay. So you're gaslighting them.
I'm giving some good advice.
Okay. Round this off, my advice is that if you met the mom and you like the mom, great. If you like the person, great. Find out what's going on in their life, see why they live at home, and go from there. Good luck.
Yeah.
And in a nutshell, what's your advice?
I think this is a non-starter, this setup.
Okay.
Because the person didn't mention. Because what else are they not mentioning?
Okay, fair. Agree with you there.
So there you go.
They might not have a university degree.
But
sacrebleu. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I think our listeners want to know that you're okay.
I'm absolutely fine.
Okay, great.
I've just, as ever, given some good advice.
Sure. Should I leave you? I don't mind leaving you here if you want to just keep going. If you have a question for a gay and a non-gay, please get in touch at gay non-gay on Instagram. You can DM us or you can drop us an email. And of course, you can stay anonymous. The email address is us@gaynongay.com. Thanks so much for listening. Find us on Insta, TikTok, Twitter. Find Dan in Solihull.